Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Wherever you're coming into our service from, welcome into our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. Let me make a real good announcement or two real quickly. First of all, this morning we've had one saved already before we got this far in the service this morning. Thank God for that. Sophia got saved this morning, and we're so thankful for that. Or Sophia, which is it? Yeah, Sophia got saved, and the sister, what's your name? We got right with Kara. She got right with the Lord. Give her heart to Jesus last Sunday morning. Man, praise God. So that's two in the last 2 weeks. Amen. To surrender their lives to Jesus. Amen. We're going to have a baptizing next Sunday night, and that's the 24th at 6 o'clock. And so far, unless Kara wants to be baptized too, she can talk to me about it after church, but we got five so far that wants to be baptized, may have more. And that'll be next Sunday night at 6 o'clock. So, my, we're going to have us a time around here. I'm glad that God's on the move. Amen. Praise the Lord. I won't give you a report. I'm not going to give you a figure. But I'm going to tell you that our fundraiser went really, really well. Amen. And God blessed us greater than our greatest expectations. We could not believe how much that God blessed us with the fundraiser, the chili supper, and the auction that we had. I'm so thankful for all the churches and everyone that came and supported us, and those that gave that couldn't come, and churches that gave that couldn't be here, and so on. All of it together added up to a great sum for the Lord, and we're very, very thankful for that. And the churches in Africa, I know, will be very, very thankful. And the shoes that'll be on the kids' feet, and the clothes, and all of that. And I thank God for that. And the wells that we'll be able to dig this year, and all of that through the hard work and the generous contributions of everyone that helped or come and showed up and so on for this great event. Thank you for that. And we're going to send more Bibles this year. God has blessed us, and we're very, very thankful. All right, those have your Bibles, like to read along with us. 2 Kings chapter number 7. 2 Kings chapter number 7. We're going to start reading in verse number 7. Verse number 1, I'm sorry. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 1. And hopefully this will be a blessing to you today. I've got 11 verses is all I'm going to read today. But this is some powerful scripture, and this is what God has laid on my heart when I was praying early yesterday morning. All right, 2 Kings 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it within thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. And there were four leprous men at the entering of the gate, and they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, let us fall upon the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. But they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired us, the king of the Hittites, and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, and their horses, and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went in to one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. And they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. We hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to anoint us today. Asking you, Father, to move on the hearts of everyone, Lord, that's here today and all that's going to be joining us, Father, by TV and radio and live streaming from around the world. Lord, we pray, Father, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. For without the Holy Ghost, we know. And the anointing, we know, Father, that, Lord, all that's said and done would be void, and it would be in vain. But, Father, I know through your power that you're able to do all things. Father, I know, God, that you're alive and well, and you live in our hearts. Lord, I pray, Father, to touch those, oh God, Father, that are hungry for you. Those, Lord, Father, that have decided that I'm going to put Jesus first in my life. Father, I know that you're going to bless them. And, God, you're going to carry them, Lord, away into good places, into good areas. And, Father, we know that you're going to open up the doors for those, Lord. A Father that chooses, Lord, a Father to go forward, Father, for with you. Lord, I pray today, Father, that, Lord, that you would hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor would come to me. But, Father, that the name of Jesus might be praised. Father, for now and forevermore, help me to preach your word today, Father. Give me the thoughts and the ideas. Give me, Father, Lord, what to say. God, as I preach, Lord, to the multitude today, for I know that you're a God that's able to move mountains. A God that's able, Father, to deliver us from the pig pen. God that's able to bring us out of the fire without the smell of smoke being upon us. Father, we know that you're a God that's able to make a way where there is no way. You're able to put a door in the biggest wall, God, for us to get through. Father, I know, God, that you, Father, have great plans for everyone. Father, Lord, I pray, God, to help us, Lord, to find that plan. Lord, help us, God, to do, Father, Lord, what's according to your will. Lord, we pray today, Father, that you would touch every person, Lord, and God, deal with every heart that's broken and every need, Lord, that might be in someone's heart that's here this morning. Father, continue to save people. Draw them into the house of God, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus we humbly pray and ask these things this day in Jesus' loving name. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading and the honor of the reading of the Word of God today. The title of the message today is, Should I Move Forward or Stay Right Here? Should I move forward or just stay right here. Looking in the Word of God, this very familiar scripture, I preached on this scripture a few times down through the years, but I want to bring this out today so that we can understand, amen, that God has got a plan for every one of us. And for those that will put forth their faith, amen, the Lord will give them, amen, what they need, amen, in our lives, regardless of the situation that we might be in. Amen. I'm thankful that God, amen, can open doors. Amen. Bring things to pass. Amen. He can cause a handful of people, amen, to reach a multitude and be able to bless them. Amen. There's nothing impossible. Amen. If we put our faith and our trust in God. Now, there was four leprous men that set out on the outside of the gate of Syria. And it was just not good, amen, for them to go into Syria because they had leprosy. And, it's just not good sometimes, amen, the situation that we get in. But they sit there and they look at the situation and they come to the conclusion that why should I sit here till we die? We can sit right here and die and starve, or we can get up and go into the city. The worst thing can happen to us is for them to kill us after we get in there, so we don't have nothing to lose. So we're going to put our faith and our trust in God and just allow God, amen, to get us out of the situation. Sometimes the best thing can happen to us is get to a place where there's no more resources. Get to the place, amen, to where our health, amen, is such a shape that we know that we're going to die unless God intervenes. Sometimes the best thing can happen to us is for our balloon to get deflated, amen, to get us in a serious, amen, notion, amen, of crying out to God. You know why our churches are not full today? Because America is riding on the blessings of the church. Amen. God's keeping the church up. God's keeping his people up and blessing them. And America's been blessed. Amen. Our churches would be full today. Amen. If we had an atom bomb drop on America. Our churches will be full today. Amen. If we have another plague, amen, hit America and people start dropping like flies again. Amen. Listen, it might cause a few people, amen, to turn to the Word of God. But because we've got wall-to-wall carpet and because we've got enough money to be able to make it, amen, through, and we got MasterCard and some of these other things, amen, so we can kind of get along pretty good. Amen. The seriousness of praying has been moved out of the hearts and the minds of a lot of people. Amen. It's just a lot of people won't pray. Amen. Till things gets down. Amen. To the place. Amen. That we're going to have to do something or I'm about to die. We're going to have to do something or I'm going to get out of church if I don't make a change. Amen. In my life. Amen. I wish that some of our people, amen, would realize, amen, they need Jesus, amen, more than they need the things of the world. Get up out of the bed. Get up out of that grave. Amen. Listen that you're in. Amen. And go to seeking the Lord. I'm seeking the Lord with everything within me. I'm saying, God, change me. Lord, I surrender. I give it all to you. Lord, I'm dependent on you to help me through every situation. Amen. Sometimes, amen, being in a place where it's either sink or swim, live or die, is the best thing that ever happened to us. Amen. Listen, I don't want anything bad, amen, to happen to anybody. But I tell you what, a catastrophe would help some of y'all. Amen. I'm just going to get out here and preach it just like it is. Amen. You've been blessed too long. Amen. You've ate off the fat of the land. Amen. Listen, you have been cloaked. Amen. With financial blessings. Amen. Listen, sometimes getting the rug jerked out from under us is one of the best things that ever happened to us. Amen. Because it'll cause us, amen, to seek the face of God. Here the four lepers was sitting on the outside of the city. But they said, let's just go try. I got to do something. Don't I just give my heart to the Lord? There's people today watching me by television. You're hooked on drugs. Amen. You think you can't make it. Amen. Because drugs, amen, is like a big old animal, a big old monkey on your back. And you can't just seem like, amen, shake it. But I want you to know that there's victory, amen, through Christ Jesus. Amen. Alcoholism is a bad thing today. We've got ex-alcoholics sitting in this church. We've got people that's been delivered from drugs sitting right here in this church. Amen. They've been drug free and clean. Amen. For years and years now because of what God has done. Amen. Somebody invited this sister to come to church this morning and she came into church and she'd been thinking about getting saved. Amen. For a long time. And during the worship today, the Holy Ghost got a hold of her. Amen. It just had to be sitting on the same row a preacher was there with. And she slid over and talked to her and told her about the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. She got saved right there. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. There's a God that will help us. Amen. When we decide, I'm not going to stay in this condition anymore. I'm not going to stay and battle these drugs on my own anymore. But I'm getting up and going to Jesus. I'm getting up and moving forward. I'm not going to stay in this area of depression and feel like I don't have nothing to live for and want to die. I'm not going to sit here and let the devil chain me down and hold me back when I got something good, amen, that I can receive. Hey, listen, amen, they went into the city, and when they got into the city, they saw that God done moved. Because they got up, amen, and started in that direction, amen, God caused a noise of chariots, a noise of horsemen. He made a noise to sound like it was a great host and a mighty army coming. But there wasn't nothing there. Just made a noise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. When the battle of Jericho was fought. Amen. Listen. They got around that. There was a great noise because they circled that thing. Amen. The seventh day. Round that thing the seventh time. Amen. Listen. Listen. And Joshua said, when I tell you, let's all shout together at the same time. Amen. And he screamed out. Amen. Let's shout. They blew them trumpets. And the people screamed to the top of their lungs. And the noise that God made through his people, amen, the walls went to cracking and a popping, amen, they crumbled and they fell down, amen. And Joshua said, let's go, boys. God's gave us Jericho. Amen. Here they went to walking. Amen. Over the top of them walls. Amen. And listen, if we'll just but believe, if we'll just get up and try, amen, God's going to make a way. Amen. So when they got to the very first tent, they got their belly filled in the first tent. Amen. Only one tent of the many. They got their needs met. They got everything they wanted to eat. Gathered up all the things they could carry. They said, let's go into another tent and get a little more. Oh, listen, when God moves, amen, he don't just give you what you want. He'll give you a whole lot more. Amen, if we'll just put our faith and our trust in God, he's going to carry us somewhere. We've got to make a decision. Do I stay here in misery or do I put my faith and trust in God? Do I do the same old thing every Sunday by coming in and we listen to them sing? Well, they done pretty good. It'll be time to go home. They didn't give me a bologna sandwich. Now take me a nap, and I'll drag back in next Sunday. I went and heard the preaching. That's all that matters to me. Amen. God's going to give you something good. Amen. How many would love to have, amen, a real big blessing? How would you just like for the power of God, amen, to come down upon you? Amen. To break all them chains. Amen. To get rid of all them walls. Amen. That's in front of you. I wonder how many today, amen, would love to be saturated through the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To rest upon you. How many today would love to see yourself get free in the Lord to where you can enjoy worship? Oh, listen, I would. Amen. So you can either stay right where you're at, amen, or you can let God open things up for you before you get up to the altar. Amen. Well, Brother Jimmy, I got to feel it before I get up here. No, you don't. You just got to have faith. Amen. And go get it. Amen. Listen, God's ringing the dinner bell. Amen. You can say, boy, it's pretty, ain't it? And I think I'll just stay hungry, but boy, somebody's going to get fed today. I just wonder who's going to get blessed. Well, look at them up there. Woo-wee. Boy, they are shaking all over and they're crying. Well, they got a good blessing. I'll just go on home and get me a nap after a while and Come on back next Sunday and see if somebody else gets blessed. That's good for them. But what is it for you? What are you getting out of the situation? Is there going to be a change? Amen. You go allow God, amen, to take you somewhere. Amen. Allow God, amen, to do something in you. Listen, I've always been a man that put my trust in God. And when the Holy Spirit, amen, listen, led me, I've always lived on the edge. Amen. Listen, trying to do things. Amen. I felt led of the Spirit that didn't make any sense. Amen. Listen, sometimes it just don't make no sense. Amen. Take a handful of people and go build a brand new church. Amen. We took $5,000 and about 60 people and came and built a 300-seat church. Amen. Listen, paid for that. Amen. With a handful of people. Amen. Listen, when it first started out, listen, God, amen, will always make a way. Amen. The devil's not big enough, amen, to destroy you. Amen. There's not anything, amen, that we cannot reach. Amen. If we will dream, if we will choose, amen, to believe, if we will put forth, amen, the effort and try. There's some of you has been wanting to get filled with the Holy Ghost, and you've wore this altar out with your eyeballs. Amen. But you ain't wore it out. Amen. Listen, with your elbows. Amen. You've not drowned it with your tears. Amen. You've not held on to it. Amen. Until God filled you. Amen. We've got to come. Amen. Why would you sit there and go on just like you've been going on? Amen. With everything, with the humdrum. Amen. Boring type of life. Ooh, when God's got something good for you, amen, he wants to carry you, amen, into a better place. How many would like to be healed? Amen. Would you like to be healed? Amen. Or are you going to come do something about it? Are you going to drag in and drag back out? I'm preaching to you today, folks. I'm just going to get right down here. Amen. Listen and dust you off real good. Amen. Listen, are you going to come, amen, and do something about it? I don't know if I get healed or not. I might. It'd be good if you would. Amen. Oh, believe it. Oh, I know God can. Listen, when you think that God can, and I'm not sure if he will or not, you're not ready yet. You're going to have to believe, amen, and put forth an effort, amen, to come and to find out, amen, to seek and to believe, amen, with faith, amen, that God is going to do something. I went 9 months one time with a bad back. 9 months. You could hear me scream. I had to finally get to where I couldn't go to Walmart. I know where every one of them benches are out there. I went to every one of them. Amen. I'd walk to one, and then I'd go to another. Amen. I'd go from that one to another one. I'd get up off that bench. I'd start. By the time I took 5 steps, I'd go, oh, oh. Ho, 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 ho. And I run over. Ho, ho, ho. And I have to sit down until it eased off. Then I go to another. I finally told Jenny, I can't go out there no more. I can't take it. I'm going to have to quit going. I stood in prayer lines. I believed. Amen. Listen, until 9 months later, amen, God healed me completely. Man, I can dance and I can jump. Amen. I can climb. I can do whatever I want to. I can get down and somebody can help me up. Amen. Not because of my back, because of arthritis in my knees. Amen. It's because I had so many birthdays. This happened to me. Amen. But the alternative to that is to die young. So I'm glad I'm here and I'll keep struggling with my knees. Amen. I can still kick good. Amen. Just not real good about getting up and down. Amen. Listen, God will get you out of that situation. Amen. If you'll only believe. I don't know how many people today, amen, that won't even try. Amen. Praise God. This sister, Cookie, had asked her, said, you want to come this morning and testify and tell everybody? She said, I'm bashful. And Cookie told her, I'll go with you. So she got her and Kelly to come with her this morning. They all three stood up there. She was so bashful, she had to turn and look at the wall because she was crying and she was bashful, but she got it out. Amen. She said she wasn't no public speaker, but I thought she'd done mighty good telling everybody what Jesus just done for her. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. There's a God. If we'll get up, amen, and do something about it. I had no idea this sister would even be here this morning when God was giving me this message yesterday. Amen. But she got up and done something about it. Amen. She believed. She reached forward. Amen. And trusted. Amen. That I've got to be better off than I am right now. Amen. I've got to be better off. Amen. Getting more of God than I am sitting right here in the same condition. Amen. I don't know how many people, amen, have struggled with things, but they haven't gave it completely over to God yet. Man, it's coming so fast, I can't get it out this morning. Amen. Listen, I believe in going to the Lord. Take everything, amen, completely to God. It don't matter what it is. Give it to Him. Keep seeking Him. Amen. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. Why wouldn't God answer it the first time? Sometimes He may want to hear from us a while. Sometimes He may want us, amen, to show Him how bad that we really like it. And sometimes, amen, He just wants us to see in our heart, amen, how much that we really believe ourselves. Amen. And sometimes, amen, He gets glory. Amen. When we don't get it right at the first time, and we continue to seek, He sees that we are serious about the situation. Oh, let me tell you something. Amen. Sometimes when you just, amen, just say, well, I would like to get something, amen, from the Lord, but I don't know for sure. He didn't give it to me the first time. I don't guess it's no use of going and praying anymore. Hey, listen, there's no problem, amen, in wearing the altar out. Amen. There's no problem, amen, with seeking the face of God and believing that God, amen, is going to do something for you. Amen. Trusting, amen, that God is going to break, amen, those chains, amen, completely off from you, until you get what it is, amen, that you need to make you free, until you get what it is, amen, that will make you happy, until you get what it is, amen, that's going to fulfill, amen, the needs that's in your life. All these people were hungry. Amen. They were very hungry. Amen. They were very destitute condition. Amen. They was about to starve to death because of the rejection. I want to tell you something, folks. If you've got a problem and if you've got an addiction, amen, people today, amen, may not receive you very well. They may, some of them may shun you. Some of them may push you back. Amen. But if you're persistent and if you'll go seeking the Lord, He'll open up the doors. He'll prepare your heart. He'll send the Spirit. He'll send the anointing to release into your life and to break the things, amen, that's holding you back and holding you down. There's people today that are suffering with depression. I'm preaching to somebody today. Amen. You don't want nobody to know that you're depressed, but you're depressed. You struggle, amen, sometimes to get out of bed. You struggle sometimes, amen, to work. You struggle sometimes, amen, with facing reality and facing society. You always feel beneath other people, and you always feel like, amen, that you're just a little bit less.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in the envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.